Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Joining us today, we have Janet Fagan, a certified coach in career transition and job search specialist and principal of Fagan Coaching. She has an extensive background in various industries with job levels mid-management to executive C-suite. In a values-based approach, she partners with clients to set goals to take action and achieve results. And Janet, we welcome you once again here on EPN.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad to be here. It's been a while since we've done a podcast, and I'm looking forward to sharing this information since everyone always seems to be interested in how to do their best on a job interview.
Well, I have no doubt we're going to learn a few things here today for those that are especially looking for a new job or looking for a job right now. Pay close attention. Now, Janet, first of all, what are the key components for a successful job interview? Let's kick things off with that today.
Yeah, and I'm happy to answer that. The two most important things are confidence and preparation. Sufficient preparation will generate the confidence you need, because if you don't radiate confidence in the interview about your skills and talents, how can an employer be confident in you? So even if you're not and you're a little unsure of yourself, I always say try to put on your best face and be as confident as possible. So in order to help be confident, preparation, that's the other key one. That's the key to success, because pretty much everybody, if you've done some preparation, rehearsed, you feel better about it. And you've done all your research. The second thing is, I always recommend doing a trial run on the interview location beforehand. That will assure that you get to the interview on time and you won't have to be stressed that day, check out the parking, everything else. Also, making notes yourself on possible questions, such as strengths or weaknesses. Make some notes about how you might answer those. Have some accomplishments available. And by accomplishments, I'm talking about work stories, not just I'm very good at, you know, digital strategy or marketing or sales, but I am familiar with, and, you know, listing all the skills that you have. And that relates directly to your LinkedIn profile. And we'll get into that a little bit after this. But accomplishments are important, and it's, of course, we want them on our LinkedIn. We want them in our resume. And then that translates into a really successful interview. So also review the job description and company information. And be sure to have some questions of your own for the interviewer. So you may have questions about the job description. You may look at the company information on Glassdoor or LinkedIn, but you want to have some good questions for them as well. That shows that you're interested, that you care about the interview, and you are a well-prepared person. So example, you want to have a hook. So I like to say the word superpower. I've heard that bandied about a bit, and I know one of the groups I was working with, a mastermind group, someone said they were asked that question. I believe the company was Microsoft. So when we say superpower, what is unique about you, and how can you use that skill or talent to help drive the company's success? So for instance, if your role is for a sales or sales manager position, one key advantage that could be considered a superpower would be that you stand out over other candidates because you have a pipeline of contacts already and you've worked in the business for quite some time. And sometimes if they're making a hiring decision, they will take the person who has the pipeline of contacts. That's really important to them.
Certainly a great way to kick things off here today. A lot of great information and interesting information as well. Now, if you would, take a moment and provide some tips on how to prepare for a job interview.
So here, again, this is a key part of the whole process. Some key steps in preparing, I'd recommend researching the company. And the reason is, often they will ask these questions. They want to know how interested you are and if you've put the time into this interview. And so they may ask, have you heard about our latest initiatives? How much do you know about us? Are you familiar with our mission statement? Things like that. And if you've done your research, and a good place, I mean, obviously the company website's a good place, but sometimes websites don't have all the info. But I've seen some really impressive LinkedIn company pages. So going on LinkedIn and looking at the company there is also really important. The other thing that I actually just thought of, I didn't have in my notes, but when you're going on the interview, if you know the interviewer's name, and utilizing LinkedIn again, it's a great idea to look up that person. Try to find a little about them. There might be something in common that you have. Maybe went to the same university, like the same hobbies. So that's also a good thing to do. So again, the LinkedIn company page is great. Also, glassdoor.com. That is an excellent research resource for researching companies. You can find out a little about the CEO, how they're rated. You can also find salary information on Glassdoor, which is always, I always recommend my clients do that, because you will be asked salary questions and it's good to have an idea of what their ranges are and what you're looking for. And also, getting back to the interview, the Glassdoor also provides great information on sample interview questions that that company typically asks. Another thing is to talk to people who might be familiar with that company or might work there and might know more about the interview questions and also the players and who you might be meeting with. So that's important too. Be sure to review the job description for the role for which you're interviewing. And again, ensure that those accomplishment statements and skills are really, you've got some good examples that are matched to what the skills and talents that they're looking for. And a little plug for myself, a career coach can help with interview preparation by doing a one-on-one Zoom mock interview. The coach can look for body language, presentation, style of answering questions, and provide helpful tips. One of the key things I noticed that people don't do is they don't smile enough. They look so serious. And when they're thinking of answering a question, sometimes they fidget a little or their eyes roam up to the left and they're not making eye contact. So I would say that's also a good thing to remember. Be aware of your body movements. So that's why these one-on-one Zoom interviews that I do with clients are great, because I can point out things that they're doing that they're not even aware of. And of course, back to smiling. It just breaks the ice. It looks like you're interested. Leaning a little into the interviewer, showing that you're really interested. Even on video, same thing, looking like you're really into the conversation. So I would say those are the key steps in preparation.
Now, here's a question for you. How important is LinkedIn in relation to the interview process? I'm sure LinkedIn plays a part at some point.
Yeah, LinkedIn plays a key role. And I always encourage people to not only use it when they're in the job search and interviewing, but also in the future to keep that active and up to date. So it's not only do HR people look at it, various people at the companies look at LinkedIn, and you can bet, and that's why I always recommend your resume should really align well with that LinkedIn profile. Sometimes people have two different documents. And employers will check that oftentimes before they're interviewing you and ask you questions around that as well. So make sure that that LinkedIn profile is targeted to the specific job search that you're in now. Second, you'll need to update wording. A good LinkedIn profile has keywords and targeted information about your experience and skills. And often when you look at a LinkedIn profile, the about section has nothing in it. But that's really your kind of mini story, your condensed bio about who you are and what you've done. But you also want to have keywords in there that are related to what you're doing now, what you're seeking now. So it's a good place to mention all those things. In the experience section, many times people just list the job, but they don't list anything they've done on the job or any accomplishments. And those are really important. People read those, and that could be a reason why a recruiter calls you, because they've seen something on there that you've done that interests them. So very important to have 2 to 4 accomplishments under each experience, unless, of course, it's a very recent job. And also important is the descriptor under your name and photo. So Eric, I'm sure you're familiar with that. When you go to LinkedIn, you click and you'll see what, when you first click on the person's name, it almost looks like a business card. It's got the photo, the title, some other information about the person underneath, their contact info. So in here, you want to make sure that you have a good descriptor, and I'm going to go into that more in another question. But basically, you want to either have a tagline that describes what you do in a convincing way, or listing a set of skills that are bracketed, like I would say 5 to 6 that are separated by a line or other feature there. So that's important too. And also the recommendation section. People often ignore that section. But really, when recruiters and HR folks are looking at your LinkedIn profile, isn't it great to have some recommendations based on what other people have said about you? So I would say try to get a few recommendations as well.
Janet, thanks for all the information shared so far. We're speaking with Janet Fagan, a certified coach and career transition job search specialist and principal of Fagan Coaching. She's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, how important is a personal brand tagline or statement to the interview process? Get into that a little bit, if you would.
I just want to illustrate these two things quick before we do the personal brand, the tagline. So an example of a tagline would be something like, I help people develop marketing strategies and take action to achieve success. So it's a simple tagline, but in essence, that's what he does. So when you think of going to a network event or a cocktail party, that is really important, you know, to be able to talk about yourself and not bore someone by, you know, going on and on. So as you go through all these exercises, and this relates to the personal brand, which I'm going to get to. The other is the listing of the keywords or skills. So that's another, those are two options for your top of your LinkedIn profile there. So in this case, an example would be marketing head, transformational executive, thought leader, growth and retention guru. So you see, that also tells a lot about that person. Okay. And then as far as the personal brand, I often use a personal brand worksheet with my clients. It basically goes through and it asks you various things. It asks you about your skills, what you like, what you don't like, what might be your ideal job, what did you like about your last position, what did you not like. So it goes through all of these questions. And it's super important to do this. I found some people, especially people who are looking maybe to change careers or change industries, they're really examining how they can describe themselves and what they really want. I have things like a dream job exercise that I've also used, but the personal brand is a worksheet. And if you take the time and answer all these questions, you'll be able to answer the question, tell me about yourself. And that often comes up. And we'll be getting a little more into that. I have some examples of interview questions here. But it's really important to do, and I found that people get so much clarity out of it when they've gone through that particular exercise. And in the end, you could come up with something like this. This is an example of a personal brand statement. Armed with a degree in digital marketing, I have an extensive background in marketing in a variety of industries. It's my passion, and I've won awards and achieved recognition in that arena. For instance, as part of a successful project, I led cross-functional teams in planning and execution of website redesigns and user interface enhancements. I can help you and your company achieve your goals, vision, and contribute to its overall success. So you see how that's, it doesn't go on and on. It is to the point. It talks about what he's done. And in the end, he's closing with, I can help your company achieve success. And so that, you know, that impresses people that someone knows how to answer that right away. And they can talk about themselves in a really succinct manner. Because one of the things I found, particularly with technical people and engineers, and their answers tend to be extremely long. And after a while, you're going to lose the interviewer. You know, they're just going to, that's it. They're going to shut down on you. So it's good to try to keep those answers succinct and have important information, but make it as condensed as possible.
Janet, really do appreciate you taking a moment to be with us here today. Super tips, tremendous tips at that, on preparing yourself for your next job interview for those that fall into that category or possibly will in the near future. Thanks so much for all your help here. As we conclude here today, and one last question, can you provide an example of some tough questions that one might get and how to answer those?
Okay, well, one of them we've kind of touched on already, and that is that particular one is the personal brand where they say, tell me about yourself. And I can tell you that myself, I'll share, that happened to me once. And I wasn't career coaching at the time and I wasn't prepared. So I kind of emphasize that to people because they may just come out with that right in the beginning. And you've practiced and you've rehearsed and you know all your answers, but you haven't thought about how do I talk about myself and what do they want to hear? So again, that relates to doing that personal brand worksheet that we talked about. And that is a good way to prepare for the trick question of tell me about yourself. And of course, we've also talked about the superpower and examples for that as well. So those are all related. I would say the other one that I want to cover real quickly for you is strengths and weaknesses. And that's another one that could be tricky. So with strengths, you want to know the keywords to your industry. You want to think about what can I talk about that doesn't, you know, you don't want to say I'm late to every appointment or whatever. You don't want to be too blunt about it. So maybe using something like, sometimes I might overwork. I might be a little bit of a workaholic, but I'm working on that. And I'm actually taking a class. I saw some TED Talks and I'm taking a class on how to organize and prioritize better. So that tells them you're a hard worker and you're aware that sometimes you overdo it. The other thing might be public speaking. That might be something that someone might say, gee, that's something that's, you know, really a bugaboo for me. I'm really uncomfortable, but I'm taking some Toastmaster classes and that's really been helpful. And I feel it's a safe space for me. So again, when you're talking about that, strengths are easy to talk about, right? Because you can talk about the many things and tie them to that job. But as far as weaknesses, you want to be careful how you talk about those. So I would say that's the best advice for working on those two areas. The bonus tip, remember that in addition to being prepared, take a step back and breathe. And also remember this, and people forget this, interviewing is a two-way street. While the company or the interviewer may be determining if you're a good fit, you're also exploring and learning more about the company, the environment, the surroundings, their management style, and you're making that decision too about them. So keep that in mind. And again, very important, confidence, preparation, and remember to smile.
And listeners, for more details, simply visit fagancoaching.com. Janet, all the best, and we thank you for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Really appreciated your time today.
Thank you, Eric. It's been my pleasure to share that info today.
It was my pleasure as well. We've been speaking with Janet Fagan, a certified coach and career transition job search specialist and principal of Fagan Coaching, with an extensive background in various industries with job levels and management to executive C-suite. And for all the details, visit fagancoaching.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.